And it's time for part two with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, the other person that we haven't touched base with since early last week was Eric at in Marinette to talk about what's happening south of you there with the browns, the steelhead, the walleye fishing. Have you heard anything to the south of you?
I can't say I have yet. I've had a number of people who are going to go do some stream fishing looking for steelhead down in around Lake Bark River. Again, haven't had any reports back yet, but I know locally here, all the streams are pretty high and running fast, so it's pretty difficult to fish steelhead under those conditions there.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, I guess the one thing I've noticed that since you and I started talking about these browns that are starting to come back, just like you and your dad used to fish them, there's a lot of people, I guess, that are really anxious to see if this fishery is truly in a rebound mode. Have you heard anything else from Escanaba Harbor, Ford River area, anything like that from the brown trout fishermen anxious to start slaying fish?
Again, I've been talking with a lot of people. We're all kind of looking forward to getting out on it. The weather's still been kind of less than ideal, so there haven't been too many people that have been out after them yet. Like I said, we're just kind of in the next couple weeks, hopefully we can start chasing them. It was always a really enjoyable fishery there. Mm. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to getting in on it again this year.
Well, if somebody wanted to go fishing this week before the next, I don't know if you saw the weather pattern, but it looks like we're going to get one more dose of winter at least at the end of this week. So what would you recommend to somebody to do right now?
Well, I don't know. I'd say right now is a good time to maybe start tying some crawler harnesses, tie up some spawn bags, clean up the fishing rods and reels, get the boat ready. This is just kind of that in-between time where there's just really not a whole lot happening on the water yet, but, man, it's just right around the corner.
Well, there you have it, folks, from the man himself, Chris at Bayview Bait and Tackle. I appreciate your time today, Chris.
No problem.
We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, we'll see you then.
This is The Outdoor Show.